Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we have two amazing young actors. They're going to tell you how they got work using online casting services like Actors Access, 800 Casting, and of course, Backstage West. We may go into Star Now and some other ones. We have Caitlin Mims from South Carolina, and we have Alex all the way from across the pond in the United Kingdom. His story is very interesting. Cannot wait to get to his. First up is Caitlin Mims. Now, she's only been in the industry for 2 years, but she's figured out how to get an agent. She's done a fashion show. She did a promo for modeling. She studied acting in LA. She's got an extra role. She's landed her first speaking role on TV, and she just got cast for 2 YouTube series and potentially 2 short films. Now, she said she did this from 800 Casting. I actually have never heard of that. Backstage West, very familiar with, and of course, Actors Access. Now, let's give Caitlin a call and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Caitlin. It's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. So we're going to be doing a show on online casting sites such as Actors Access, Backstage, etc. And you wrote me and you said that you've gotten quite a bit of work using those online casting services. Is that true?
Correct. I use Actors Access a lot in Backstage, and I've gotten a lot of work, mostly on Backstage. They have been super helpful.
Why did you want to become an actress in the first place?
Oh my goodness. I've wanted to act since I was like a kid. I've pushed it away for, you know, I feel like every actor does this, but we push it away. And I think about a year ago, I finally was like, I can't help it. I need to do this. So I decided I was just going to go for it. I just love it. I love putting together a good story.
Is there any particular person out there that you kind of, you're like, wow, that could be me?
Man, that's a really good question. I really like Jennifer Lawrence. I think she really inspires me. So the movie that made me like really want to act was High School Musical, which is super cheesy, but but that was the thing that like got me to do theater in high school. Like I was all about it after I saw that movie, because I think I had to move past the fact that like the stereotypes in high school and stuff, and then I saw that movie and I was like, oh my gosh, I should totally try this.
So in high school you went and you knocked out 4 plays: Macbeth, Lion King, Pizza Murder Mystery, and a High School Musical in a can?
I had to write a script for my senior year, so I wrote like a version of the movie into like about a 45-minute play. I wrote it, and then I played Miss Darbus and had a bunch of kids in my class play everyone else, and we performed it at one of the lunches at our school. Instead of them going to lunch, they went and brought their lunch and watched the play, which is awesome.
That's cool. That's so cool.
Right?
I mean, but you're kind of in between like North Carolina and Atlanta. You're right there in South Carolina. I did a show on Local Hires, but where are you getting your work? Are you doing locally there? Are you bolting to North Carolina and Atlanta to get these gigs?
Yeah, so there's not much work in South Carolina, and it's kind of like I really had to decide that I really wanted to do this because your passion is what drives you, because I have to go to Charlotte, North Carolina, or to Atlanta, Georgia to get any work. But it's a 2-hour drive to Atlanta and about an hour and a half from Charlotte. It's totally worth it. There's so much work in both of those locations.
I'd rather be doing that than watching television.
Exactly. And I have like family members and friends, so it's kind of like, oh, I get to go see them if I make the drive. So it's totally worth it.
Really? So you have a place to stay once you get there, so you don't have to provide housing?
Yes. Connections are key.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I was kind of going on your online stuff, and it seems like you went to college and something about Los Angeles. Did you make it to LA to go to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts?
Yeah, I'm currently in school in South Carolina, but this summer I did go to LA for the ADA program, and I got to study acting in LA for the whole summer, and it was awesome. I loved it, and it just reassured me that that is what I wanted to do. While I was there, I got to go to a movie premiere for Leonardo DiCaprio's new movie, so I even got to go see like the biggest stars while I was there.
Do you also work while you were out here?
I did not do any work. I just focused on specifically studying for at the school, because we had to take classes there. There we filmed a bunch of stuff, which I'm going to be posting on my YouTube channel pretty soon, which is at Caitlin Mims. But we filmed a bunch of like short films and skits.
That's how you get your footage. Exactly. That's how you get your demo reels.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So currently you're in South Carolina because there's something about an acting mentorship in New York City, or is that over with?
I did a mentorship in New York City in the spring, over my spring break. I just basically shadowed a director there, learned the do's and don'ts of the acting business in New York, which is pretty different from LA. LA, so that was really cool too.
That's cool.
I have about 2 more years in college, and then my goal is to move out to LA.
So what are some of the do's and don'ts that you learned?
Oh, okay. One don't that I really needed to hear was don't underestimate any of your work. Don't, not necessarily bluff, but like hype yourself up. What you've done is really good and you shouldn't crap on it. A lot of people don't think what they have done is good enough, and just reminding yourself that you are good enough and what you have done is amazing. You've put in the hard work, so don't ever doubt yourself.
I love that.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to tell you why, because when people do, even like the self-tapes you do right now yourself are probably pretty good. And if you go to like a film school, you're going to get some amazing film. So I'm a little older. So back in my 20s, I did low budget films and I did the same thing. Get your tape. But by the time you get a copy, which you normally get no copy of, it's a VHS copy of a copy of a copy. I know. I just went and dug out all my VHS tapes to put my demo reel up. I'm like, I can't put this up. This looks like it was shot from like the cell phone was when they first came out. It's so grainy. It looks video. Thank you for what you're saying, because people are thinking the same thing that I'm thinking. You know what? I'm proud of this. I'll just put a disclaimer that it's a copy of a copy of a copy. But I am proud of that work. That's me. That's me offering something that nobody else has to offer. Thank you for that advice. What are some of the do's that you learned?
Do focus on social media, which I thought social media will pass, but they were like, no, that is such a good way. I know, I was wrong. They do look at that as like a portfolio. It doesn't base whether or not you're going to get the job, but they do look at it and they do see connections you have, or if you have an influence on the world or society, mm-hmm. and they look there for like experience. That was something that actually struck me by surprise. I think I started paying attention more to it and reaching out and meeting connections through it. It's a good tool to use.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Plus, you have to be careful what you post. You don't want to be sitting there like you're rolling a joint, you got, or you're smoking out of a bong or something.
Exactly.
But I see people that do that, but that is the character they're portraying, and they're always getting cast as the drug dealer or the weed dealer. So, you know, it works for them, but somebody like you, that probably wouldn't be so good.
Right. So you got to focus on the image that you're wanting to portray to these casting directors.
Hey, that Internet Movie Database, is that your TV credit assumption? Is that you?
Yes, that is something I'm in progress filming right now. It's a YouTube series. I actually got booked for that because of Backstage, though.
Okay, so take me through this. First of all, how much is Backstage per month? I mean, per year or month?
I don't think I spent more than $100 for it.
Okay.
So worth it, because I found probably like 70% of my work through that, which is crazy because I have an agent through Charlotte and I have found more work through Backstage than like my agent.
But maybe that's why you got the work, because they go to your profile, they go, oh, and she has an agent too. She must be good.
Oh yeah, it definitely hypes you up. That is for sure. It makes you look really good.
So you're saying 70% Backstage and then the other 30% is Actors Access and 800 Casting?
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Because Backstage goes everywhere, like international, because I interview people like in Egypt and the UK and they're all on Backstage. But when I get more to LA, everything's Actors Access.
I've heard that too. I learned that when I was in LA. Everyone was a big Actors Access person there, and we don't really use it here that much.
Wow. Okay.
I found that really interesting.
I noticed on your self-tapes, do you put that blue background?
I got to film that at ADA. They helped me with my self-tape and stuff that I sent out to people. They helped me out with that.
It looks good. I wanted to see the rest of that scene where you were like really emotional and like crying. Bam. No distractions. You got the blue background. Bam. You're lit very nice. And then bam, you got emotion. And then all of a sudden it cut to your other scenes. I'm like, no. What happened? I wanted, good job.
Thank you.
And it was only like 3 seconds. And you get it.
Right. Because if it's any longer than a minute, they lose interest.
Right. So with only like about 14 pictures or maybe 20 pictures, how do you have 6,000 Instagram followers?
Oh my gosh. I network so much. The New York City internship really woke me up, and I have just been networking so much. I connected, when I got home, I started connecting to like all these videographers who got me connected to more actors. Now I'm just kind of in the loop of the film industry in my state and in Charlotte. So that really helped me out with the following. When you have a lack of work in your state, you kind of just start building your own work, and that really helped me with my Instagram.
That's pretty good. So how much longer do you have at Anderson University before you graduate? 2 more years or 3 more years?
2 more.
Okay, but if you got some type of acting gig that required a 3 or 4 month shooting, would you put university on hold and go shoot that movie?
Most definitely. In a heartbeat.
There you go. Well, that says where your passion lies. So right now you're probably about 20, 21 years old?
20, yes, sir.
Okay, so when you're 25, where's Caitlin gonna be?
I always always ask this question to other people. It's so weird being asked. My goal is to be in LA with my own place.
Nice.
And just being able to act as a career, you know? Even if my name isn't super well known, like if I get to act, I'm happy with that. The goal is to be out there at some point. So when I hit 25,
perfect.
I'll be there.
That's exactly when I moved there. I was 23 years old.
No way. That's so cool.
Tell me about 800 Casting. I've only heard of it one time. You have to pay for that?
Yeah, I think it was $50 for the whole year. When I signed with my agent, they told me to get it. I don't ever really touch it. They usually find all the work for me through it. I occasionally will go on and like find short films to work on with people. But I guess it's kind of like the Actors Access, but for the East Coast. We use it way more than Actors Access. It's kind of set up like Backstage. I think people use Backstage more. I love the setup of it. It's kind of the same. I think Backstage is just well known more.
It really is. It's more worldwide. People in Egypt and Lebanon, the United Kingdom, Australia, they're all using it.
Yeah.
Venezuela. So Actors Access at all, you've never found any work being on the East Coast with it, or have you? Or is it kind of a waste of time?
I will get auditions occasionally. I have way more luck with 800 Casting and Backstage.
Okay, perfect. Are you going to do more plays in the next 3 years? Like maybe get involved in the college where you're at, or is that not an option?
It's kind of not an option at our campus. There's a couple of videographers that are here that we have talked about doing, creating our own short films. So at least I have that going. And every weekend I go to Atlanta and work on Assumptions, the series. So I'm pretty busy filming.
How long are you going to be working on that film, Assumptions?
Just got booked for it about 2 weeks ago. From what the director is saying, it sounds like we'll be filming for about a year. Just because it's a big cast and it's hard to get everyone together.
Right. It seems like for 20 years old, you've got your head screwed on pretty straight and you seem to know where you're going.
Yeah, I don't want to waste any time, you know?
Yeah, and you seem like you're already planning 2 years, 3 years ahead of time. So it's great because it's so weird. Sometimes like in life, you're just on a roll when everything's in tune. Sometimes it takes a while to get back on that momentum, but when it's going, you got to double down. You got to keep it going. I'm in that stage of my life where everything is working. So whatever I've been doing the last month or the last year, I'm just going to try to keep doing that so good things will happen. And that's what I wish for you too.
Oh, thank you. And that's so, I'm so glad to hear that about you too.
I just wanted to ask you one last thing before we wrap it up. It seemed like you got your kind of life together and you kind of know where you're going. What advice do you have for anybody who wants to pursue this crazy business of acting?
There's so much I could say, but I think if I was just that person again who was just wondering, wow, am I really going to jump into this? Just do it. Like, honestly, maybe find a mentor. I think that like really helped me was when I met people who were already in the game and they kind of helped me out and led me in the direction to go. But honestly, believe in yourself, have confidence in yourself that things are going to happen and just do it. Because the more you think about it, the more you're going to talk yourself out of it.
That's so true. Do it before you change your mind. So if anyone wanted to get a hold of you now, where would they find you online? What are some great websites to find you at?
The best way to find me is probably my Instagram, which is Mims Caitlin, my last name first, and then my first name, which I know Caitlin can be spelled in so many different ways, but it's C-A-I-T-L-Y-N. If you can't reach me there, you can go on Snapchat, which is Caitlin Mims. Also, check out my YouTube channel, which is Caitlin Mims as well, and I am just posting my journey of acting. If you want to see what it is like to act in an actor's point of view, that is also a cool way to check it out.
That's awesome. See, she's got her social media. I hope you people were listening about using the online castings. She's a perfect example of somebody who got an agent from it, and she's actually gotten work. And you heard her, just do it. Don't think about it before you change your mind. Caitlin, thank you so much for being my very special guest today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to enlighten my audience with this online casting stuff and to share your story.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me. It was such an honor. I enjoyed it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good one.
You too. If you want to find out more about Caitlin Mims, just go to her Instagram page, her last name first, which is Mims Caitlin, MimsCaitlyn. There's also a link there that will take you directly to her YouTube channel. Now let's move on to the next interview. Welcome to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're speaking from an actor from the UK, so we're going over the pond. So we're going to talk about the online casting service. So the United Kingdom, he's 16. What does he do? How does he start? You may be in a similar situation. You may be 14 to 16 years old, living somewhere. How do you get into acting? Well, let's talk about these online casting services. This young man says that he submitted to an online casting service. He did a self-tape. He redid a self-tape and he got a lead role. How did he do it? So we're going to talk about self-taping and online casting services. So now let's give Alex a call and see what he has to offer you all the way from the United Kingdom. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Alex, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Oh, hey, Johnny. How's it going?
Pretty awesome. So we've been talking to a lot of actors about the online casting services, and we've been talking to people who teach self-taping. So we've done a couple of episodes on self-taping and online casting services. Now, you wrote me, and you say you live in the United Kingdom. Is that correct? Like, what part?
Yeah, I live in London, actually, the capital, yeah.
Oh, wow. How old are you?
I'm 16.
Right. So you're 16. You live in London. You probably don't have much acting experience, and you sign up for a couple of casting agencies. Can you tell us which ones you signed up for first and kind of how you work them online, being all the way over in London?
Okay, so at first, well, you're right, I don't have much experience. I mean, I had zero experience behind the camera, so nothing in film and TV. My experience at the time was limited to school productions. First of all was Backstage.com and StarNow.com. Those were the two that I signed up to, and I'm still signed up to now, because that's, I mean, they're great for people with no experience, you know, to find roles in, you know, student films, short films, and every now and then you see a posting for a feature film come up.
Wow, where did you see yours? Did you see yours on StarNow, or did you see yours on Backstage?
Backstage was my lucky charm, yeah.
So how do you do that? Once you open an account with Backstage, what's the process? So you set a profile and basically load up all your pictures and resume and experience, right?
Yeah, you set up headshots, which is why it's really important for any actor to first step. It's like getting good headshots, because that's the first thing people see when they click on your profile. So you set headshots, your resume, your experience, and you can also post a demo reel if you have one. But of course, like me, I didn't have a demo reel because I had no film work or TV credits to my name at the time.
Right. But going back to the headshots, so that means you have to really rely heavily on your headshots. So you're sitting there, you're like, wow, I have no headshots. I have to take action. What did you do? Like, where did you find the photographer? What were his rates? And what was the outcome of your headshot shooting?
Okay. Well, I was actually really lucky, because a couple of days before, my mom told me that at a local community theater, they were doing cheap headshots which for us cost £15, which in dollars, I'd say is around $25. Really cheap.
Sweet.
Yep.
But you just submitted yourself for a lead role?
Yeah, well, I put in my age range, which for me is around between 14 and 18 years old. Backstage, automatically, they send you roles for people open, for people your age. And what I did is I adopted the mentality of not saying no to kind of anything. I'll just keep on applying, because I told myself, good role or bad role, or for better or worse, I'm just going to do the jobs that I find, because I'm not really in a position to just say no at the moment, because, you know, just starting off.
Right. Good advice.
And one of them being a lead role for a film that was shooting in, I mean, various locations across the United Kingdom. The director got back asking for me to do a self-audition tape, which I really felt very much grateful for, just having the opportunity to make a self-audition tape. And things kind of went from there. He sent me a couple pages of the script. I told my mother, okay, we're going to go upstairs, we're going to film this, let's do it. And I sent it over, and he sent me back an email telling me that I'd made it to the next round of auditions, which for me, that had never happened before. I mean, my family was going completely crazy, as was I. I mean, it was completely new and super exciting. And I did a couple more self-tapes, sent them over. And then my mom got the call just like 5 days after even signing up to Backstage. My mom got the call from the director explaining that I'd gotten the role.
That is sweet.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. But you left a little bit out that you just said, oh, I just went and self-taped. Well, there's a lot that goes into self-taping.
Yeah, no.
How did you particularly do it? What did you shoot with? Did you have a background? Did you have lights? Did you have a camera? Tell us how you did that self-tape that got you through the first round of casting.
Okay, so what I did is I had no special lighting or background in my home. I found a blank wall, basically, just so there was nothing in the way, but I didn't have any particular lighting or anything. But it was around midday, so there was a lot of natural sunlight coming through. So it was near a window. I had bought a DSLR a couple years ago, because I also enjoy making my own films, and I got my mum to put it on a tripod, just hit the play button, and when I formed the lines, me and my mum both made sure that I was right in the shot, so camera showed basically all of my upper body. And yeah, I just performed the part of the script that Steve, the director, sent to me.
So when you sent it in, you did maybe like a lot of takes, 5, 10, or however many takes. And then you just go pick the best one, and there's no cuts. It's just the best take out of everything, and that's what you sent in?
Yeah. What I ended up doing is we filmed a bunch of them, and I said, you know, I'm going to go downstairs, and I'm going to leave my mum, who's kind of a third-person view of the self-tapes, to choose what she thinks was best, and that's the one that we sent over.
That's very smart, because you're so judgmental. It's good that you don't pick your own stuff. So now you sent that in, the one your mom picked out, and the director looks at it and he's saying, wow, okay, he's making it to the next round. I want more. So he gave you some direction. And then what did you do? Did you go do the same thing, or did you do something totally different? Or tell us about that.
But what I think director, because he actually made me perform the same script, just differently. I think now in the second round, the director was mostly looking to how I respond to directorial instruction, because I might be good at just doing one thing and then that's it. He wanted to know that I could really take note of what his comments were.
Now that's kind of cool. All right, so you send that in, your mom gets the call, and are you shooting it right now? Or are you done shooting? What's the progress in the film?
Well, I'm still shooting over the next couple of months, actually. So it was funny because when my mom got the call from the director, it was a Friday, and he told us that actually the first day of shooting for me would be that Sunday right after it. So there was very little time process, just what's been going on. He wanted me to drive, my mom and I, she drove me about 100 miles. It was maybe down to a small town near Cornwall, which is a big city in the southwest of UK, and come down and shoot that very day.
So you show up and you're just thrown into it, and you actually have lines that you're saying, you actually have dialogue as well right off the bat?
Yeah, four scenes of dialogue.
Wow.
Which was quite scary. And also never done anything like it before. So while I was sitting in the car, even though I know they really like my auditions, I was still thinking to myself, you know, what if I'm not good enough for this? But luckily I had 5 hours of driving to learn my lines. So
awesome.
I'd like to thank my mother for putting up with that, first of all.
Is she reading the other lines for you?
No,
as
she's
well?
Driving. She's driving. So she's just keeping her eye on the road, and I'm just shouting.
That's kind of cool. So when you're doing, you know, the masters, three quarters, close-ups, turnarounds, you're kind of learning a lot. But is there kind of a moment when you're actually in the scene, he says action and Alex is gone and the character appears?
Yep.
Trying to figure out what you're feeling inside.
Basically, the role that I'm playing in the film, the main bad guy, really, you know, a murderer, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's based off a true story about a girl in, 1800s England who gets killed and abused, really. And so it was quite a serious thing. And it was quite nerve-wracking because I told myself that I really wanted to humanize the character as much as possible because no one's just good or no one's just bad. It's almost like a range with loads of different variables, really. I was thinking to myself, okay, you know, action, Alex is gone, he's not there anymore. I'm now playing Maynard Harrison, this terrible, terrible person, and I'm going to try and basically act how he would have acted while still knowing quite little about his background.
Right, because really, if you look at it, you're probably playing a nice guy who happens to be a murderer, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Right. From the time you joined backstage, from the time you got this audition, how much time went by?
Okay, just to put it into perspective a bit, August the 19th was when I made myself tape, barely a month ago. And since then, a lot has happened, and it's been crazy, really, you know.
When did you join backstage?
Started my profile on backstage probably 2 or 3 weeks before that.
Wow. So like in July. That's so great. So people that are listening are probably going, I hate that guy.
Yeah, no.
He's got no experience. He joins in July.
Yeah.
He submits. Bam, he gets it. And I'm sitting here 5 years later, 10 years later, and I can't get arrested in this business. So that's pretty awesome. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm really grateful. I know exactly how lucky I am. And I am extremely grateful just in general for the opportunities that have come by me recently.
Well, what's so great about playing the part that you're playing is you're going to get a lot of tape, a lot of demo reel. You're going to get the nice guy and you're going to get the bad guy all in the same movie.
Yeah, for sure.
And so someone's going to go, I cannot imagine that white bread guy, that wholesome, he's not going to play the bad guy. And then all of a sudden they see what you did on this and they're going to go, wow, maybe he can. That's amazing.
No.
So that's another great advantage that you have as well. And the way they shoot things so beautiful today, your demo reel is going to look amazing.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. I don't strike people as an evil guy. Having read the script, I think the public will really be very shocked about how the transition from me to playing this character really is, and I'm looking forward to that reaction, because if I get many people to hate me, that means I've done a good job.
Yeah, those are the funner roles anyway, most likely. So have you created a internet movie database page yet?
No, not yet.
What advice would you have for somebody just like you trying to get into the business?
Well, I'd get some good headshots done. First thing that people look at when they see your profile on any online casting agency, or even if you've got representation. So you've really also got to promote and advertise yourself.
Right, that's true. So what about Star Now? Do you like Star Now? Have you got any work off of it at all?
Found backstage slightly better. For me, I put an account on star now, and I haven't been on it as much.
And you don't do 800 Casting or Actors Access or Casting Pioneer or LA Casting, any of those?
No. I've just got experience using Star Now and Backstage.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So do you plan to get an agent and have them start submitting you for stuff? Because you should be able to get an agent pretty easy.
Yeah, for sure.
So you're in school right now. So do you plan on going to university?
I did until a couple months ago when things started going a bit crazy. As I get deeper and deeper into kind of what's going on, I'm really considering this as actually a big career. I'm actually looking at maybe going to acting school, drama school, but that's in 2 or 3 years.
So. Yeah, I love it. So you're 16 now. When you're 25,
yeah.
Where's Alex going to be?
Still be acting, to be getting roles and moving my career forward. My huge, huge dream would be take my mom to award shows and be part of that. Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty cool. And then you'll be up there because your mom was with you the whole time. She's the one who drove you the 2 hours to get this first thing. That's awesome having good parents that will support you. Anything else you'd like to say before we wrap it up?
Just to the listeners, thank you for putting up with me. And you know, whoever's listening to this, I hope that their luck and they, you know, progress in the right direction with the acting or whatever they're doing. I really wish the best for them.
Awesome. Well, I think you're an inspiration. I love hearing success stories, and I like to put them on to motivate somebody. They may be just having a down day, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you for being my special guest today and for sharing your story with my audience.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. You have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What an amazing young man. First time at the bat, bam, he hits a home run. The name of that movie he's talking about that he was cast in is called The Ballad of Lucy Sands. To find out more about Alex Sicking, you can just go to Facebook. It's A-L-E-X, Alex Sicking, S-I-C-K-I-N-G. Or you can go to Instagram. It's alex.sicking on Instagram. Next up on Actors 2020 Podcast is an episode on disabled actors featuring Ross Fode, F-O-D-E, and Tilly Milburn and her sidekick Dell. And after you listen to the episode, as far as acting is concerned, you're going to find out that they're not disabled at all and they're out there kicking ass and taking names. Well, season 2 is almost over. Only 4 more episodes until season 3 starts, where there will only be one actor per episode giving them their 15 minutes of fame. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm Johnny Keith, your host. Now we're going to end this episode, like we end every episode, with something called The Lesson. Because life is a bitch. Gee, really? Why don't you tell me something I don't already know? Because everywhere I go, people tell me what to do. Hey, go to church, go to school, you treat me like a fool. Now, I don't need religion, culture, or class. You don't like that fact, well, you can kiss my ass. Yeah, I'm white and I rap. You got a problem with that? Loosen up and don't be so uptight. Take it easy, E. We got the whole night. Yes, I'm psyched. I'm ready to get the show on the road. I don't want to stop because I just might explode. I'll tell you what, home slice. I'm twice as nice than any bad boy rapper called Vanilla Ice. My lesson, yeah, it's hip. In case you didn't know what I'm here to inform ya, I'm better than snow. I don't moonwalk or dunk like these Michael J's, but I can hold my own. You hear what I say? Now listen, learn, cause here comes the lesson. Lesson 1. Everybody sit down, JK's gonna take you for a ride uptown. Yo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. Now when it comes to pot, crack, tweak, or blow, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up the booty, cause they'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf, and you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson 1, it's time for lesson 2. You have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the hell does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control just like an LA riot. I walked off the set, said to hell with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yeah, final lesson here, of course it's number 3. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back
brick on my feet, now revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games. Now I'm kicking ass and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, that was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw. Opportunity was there when I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. You can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom. That's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Go and learn it. It's the lesson. Peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to Actors 2020 Podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. Until the next episode, bye-bye.